news and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Mr. Rob Centers, our producer, Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. He tells us it's now 15-minute delays for folks on Front Street and Sunbury trying to get through Northumberland. Route 11 southbound's backed up. Now Route 147 is open now, but it will be closing later south of Sunbury. So keep your eye on that. In the studio with us now, Izzy Martine is here. She's the director of a play that's coming up at the Lewisburg High School, put on by the Lewisburg Area High School Student Theater Collective. Welcome aboard, Izzy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate you. You're going to miss some school, you know.
Yeah.
You're probably a good student, so you're going to fall behind 20 minutes in some area. Alyssa DeWalt is here. She's playing the role of Nora in the play Nora's Lost. So welcome aboard,
thank
Alyssa.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And Sam Dare, assistant director. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I'm vague on what a director does. I know less about what an assistant director might do, so. Maybe it's just whatever Izzy says. I don't know. So we'll talk a little bit about that in 1 second. Well, let's start with the director. Izzy, tell us about the High School Student Theater Collective. That might be just a new phrase to folks. I know we talked about it last year. What's the collective?
So the Student Theater Collective was founded a couple of years ago. It is basically, we do one student-led production per year in the spring. We just have a student step up as the director. They choose a show, and we do it. We have auditions. It's all students.
And you don't have any faculty involvement?
Mostly, no. We have one person who has to be at the high school with us while we're there, while we're rehearsing, for responsibility reasons. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So you have some adult supervision, I guess.
Yes, yes.
But really, the students put on the play. You guys are promoting
yes.
it. It was your idea to come on the radio today.
Yes.
You're in charge of scheduling and chastising anyone who doesn't show at rehearsals.
Yep.
And so that's your. This is a student operation. Why do this? Why get involved in this, Sam? This idea of, I know you're involved in the other plays. You mentioned that off mic, so I do know that. But why get involved in the collective's plays, too?
Well, it gives theater students another opportunity to continue to act. And it is a slightly different experience because instead of adult supervision or an adult-run play, it allows us as peers to work together to create it's generally a shorter play. One acts are mostly what we do, but an interesting experience.
And Alyssa, you are Nora, so let's dig into this particular play. Tell us about Nora's Lost.
So Nora's Lost deals with an old woman who has dementia, and she gets lost in the woods. That's at the beginning of the play, and she's watching her old memories unfold in front of her. So I actually play young Nora, so I play all of her in her memories. So she watches herself go through her life, and they kind of mix together and get confused, and so she sees her husband and her kids, and she'll watch all this happen.
And you play, are you in every scene?
I am not in every scene. Nora actually spends the entire time on stage as she watches it unfold, but I do have quite a bit of scenes where I interact with my son, my husband, my students, because she's an English teacher, quite a bit of stuff like that.
How many lines did you have to memorize?
I think it's somewhere over 100.
And how did you do it?
There's this fun little trick where you can put it on Quizlet, like flashcards, and you put the line that comes before yours, and then you put your line.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's all in context. So if they ask you to do the play backwards.
If I run it with a couple of people, I've asked them, I hand them my script, and I'm like, please help me with this. But I can try my best, but no, mostly in order.
And is this a challenge to play a role where you start out as a child, and then you're interacting, and then you're playing the adult Nora who's lost, and then back to the knowing Nora?
It does start out kind of in her middle life, but it does start like from when she had her kid, so it's mostly around middle age, but I do get to see there's kind of a progression of like when she starts to start this dementia and this kind of process going on. I do get to be involved in that kind of scenes, and then I do get to, yeah, see myself interacting with stuff and going through stages of my life. It's pretty interesting. And then seeing the final product, you know, how that all builds up.
That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. How do you direct to that?
So there are about 25 students in our cast, and 17 of them are, like, the memories that Nora is experiencing. So we kind of have them act a little bit inhuman, I want to say. So they're not really...
Sort of robotic, maybe?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. So with Alzheimer's disease, which is the specific type of dementia that Nora has, there's a lot of... actually, there was this one show that I saw at the Wise Center called The Nature of Forgetting. And in that show, it replayed a lot of the memories over again. And they were exactly the same each time that they happened. Just repeated, like they were trying, the person with Alzheimer's was trying to get a grasp of what was happening and trying to, like, remember exactly what happened in that case. So,
Sam,
yeah.
Please, Sam, what are you contributing to this as an assistant? What does an assistant director do? And this must be phenomenal just to watch it unfold, but of course you're helping.
I mostly just help Izzy. I do a lot of shopping, like small things that we need for set builds or little costume things. I go out and get those as required. I helped, throughout the process with casting, blocking, running, getting, like, little activities for the actors, warm-ups before and after run-throughs, just in helping, helping in general and taking some of the load off Izzy.
Well, and I've seen a lot of plays. This sounds like an inspiring play. This really sounds like a super story. Is it?
Yes. Yeah, it is. There's throughout the show, there are these like powerful moments, these climaxes where like memories come and swirl, and you get there's like the voices do this whispering, and it like gets really loud, and then there's like some powerful moment around Nora, and there's like a lot of emotion in these scenes and throughout the show, and. I think it's really interesting, and the show is really starting to come together, and it's really powerful.
And so my notes show that you are young Nora, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
There is an old Nora.
Yeah, so old Nora is the one that is currently going through this kind of unfolding of all her memories, and I'm the one that's playing her.
Okay. All right, so you're playing half of one of the characters, I guess, which seems like an additional challenge. Another challenge for you to make sure that you have these two Noras glued together so the audience recognizes them better?
Yeah, we actually have them wearing, the same color on stage, so that's a way that we connected the two. Because the Nora who's in the present doesn't have quite as many lines as the younger Nora, and obviously the actors look different from each other. So we made sure that like a color association was going on there so the audience would know for sure, but they are both referred to as Nora during the play at some point.
Okay. Nora's lost, which is Nora's apostrophe lost, meaning Nora is lost. it has taken me until today to figure that out, just for information. But anyway, this Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Lewisburg High School. It's the Lewisburg High School's Student Theater Collective Performance. And boy, it just sounds super. Where can I get more information, please?
We have a Facebook page, which is just the Student Theater Collective. If you look it up on Facebook, you should be able to find it. And that's where all our information is right now.
Okay, so you are Izzy Martine, and of course we're lucky enough to have interviewed your father, Chris Martine, and his plants are cool too, so he's globally known.
Yes.
Because of that, and of course having an acquaintance of your mom, Rachel, at Bucknell, because we go to the Arts Center all the time. And Sam Darer is here, assistant director at the play as well. What grade are you in?
Oops. We're all seniors.
Okay, yeah. And are you going to a theater-related career, potentially?
Probably not. I really like theater, but I'm more interested in chemistry. as a subject.
All right. Izzy, what are you going on to?
Yeah, I'm actually going to the University of Vermont for theater next year.
All right, fabulous. Well, good for you. Break a leg, honestly. I just think you got tremendous talent. Oh, do you say that to directors, or is that just a bad omen if you say it to a director?
I'm really not sure. Okay. This is my first time directing.
Okay,
so
fabulous.
Really
well, I'd love to see the play. And Alyssa DeWalt, senior also, what are you studying at this time next year?
Next year I am going to be at Providence College, and I'm studying education, and I hope to continue theater in some way, shape, or form.
All right, well, fabulous. Boy, I just think every so often I think there's no hope, and then I get to interview more Martines or DeWalts or Darers, and I know there's hope for the world. All right, Izzy, I'm going to put the microphone on for you. Make a pitch for folks to come to this play.
All right. Well, Nora's Lost is really an interesting story that we are just so excited to get to share. And it's really different from most theater that is produced in the area, or especially theater that is produced by high school students. And I think it's been a real adventure, I want to say, for us to figure out sort of how to portray this. And I just think that it's something everyone should see and be aware of.
Lewisburg Area High School Student Theater Collective, Alyssa DeWalt, Sam Terror, Izzy Martine, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.